Saga Egmont presents A Gift from the Cottage by the Loch by Kennedy Kerr. Read by Helen Goldwyn. For Simona, hairdresser par excellence. And to Kelsey, for everything. Prologue. Belle looked at the envelope in her hand. "I'm sorry, Belle." Her boss, Emma, shrugged. "Nothing I can do. They've gone into administration." How long? What she meant was, how long do I have? "You need to clear out your desk today. We all have to." Emma put her hand on Belle's shoulder. "I'm sorry," she repeated awkwardly. Emma had never exactly been a friend. It wasn't like that at Handyphone, not in the customer service team anyway. You came in, sat in your little nook, made your calls. Then you went home. Breaks were strictly timed and monitored during your shift, and there wasn't a lot of office chit-chat or laughs in the kitchen, as there seemed to be at other workplaces. Belle stared at the divider in front of her, which was high enough so that she couldn't see anyone else if she was sitting at her desk. When she'd been made customer services manager, she'd suggested lower dividers between the banks of cubicles so that employees could see each other. She'd only been at Handyphone 2 years at that point. She still had enthusiasm. Her suggestion had been politely ignored. "Conversation lowers productivity," Emma had told her when Belle had followed it up. That was 6 years ago. Belle had tried other things to make the working environment nicer. She'd suggested bowling and drinks nights out, office quizzes, ergonomic chairs, longer breaks. None of it had got the green light from management, and, over time, Belle had stopped trying. So, us talking to each other wasn't the main problem the company had. Belle raised an eyebrow. Maybe we could have had the odd karaoke night or a vending machine. Maybe that wouldn't have been the end of the world after all. "What?" Emma frowned at her. Belle looked at the thick stack of envelopes still in Emma's hand. There were people working here who really needed their job. She needed it. But at least she had Andy. She wasn't a single mum like Donna, or caring for her dad like Raj was. "Nothing. Do they really need us all to go? I could suggest some people to stay, a skeleton staff. I mean, if they've been bought by another company, then they'll need to keep the phone lines open, won't they?" Belle trailed off, trying to think of something that would keep Emma from having to hand out all the envelopes. But Emma shook her head. "Sorry, Belle. It's not up to me."
"You're home early?"
Andy's voice sounded on edge. Belle guessed he was in the kitchen. He often worked from home, though his schedule was changeable. She frowned, realizing that music was playing. Odd. Andy usually liked quiet when he was working. "Yeah," she called back, taking off her coat and kicking off her shoes. Handyphone had a dress code for managers. Black skirt, white blouse, court shoes, tights. Even the tights had to be either flesh tone or black, removing the possibility that Belle might express a minuscule glint of personality with some pink hold-up stockings or a pair of orange and black striped Halloween tights. It wasn't as though she loved the job. She hated it, in fact. She hated the stupid uniform, as if anyone cared what a lowly customer services manager at a mobile phone company wore. She hated the overly bureaucratic rules, and she hated the fact that she hadn't been able to make any discernible improvement to any of her staff's lives in the 6 years she'd been their manager. Yes, she'd tried, but she hadn't succeeded. The road to hell was paved with good intentions, as the saying went. Belle had worked at Handyphone for 8 years, and she didn't think she'd ever enjoyed a day of it. But it was a job, and not everyone had one these days. Plus, every time she'd brought up the subject of finding something else, Andy had made barbed comments about paying the mortgage, so she'd stayed. Andy was a freelance quantity surveyor in charge of managing budgets and supplies for large building projects. He had the larger salary, but he still made them split everything, including the mortgage, down the middle.
"I pay for all the fun stuff on top," he'd always said, even though Belle couldn't remember the last fun thing they'd done.
She walked into the kitchen in her stockinged feet. She had no idea what to do now. She supposed she'd have to start looking for another job in customer service.